Good Nights with Bridget Hustwaite on Triple J.
Where are you right now?
So I'm just in LA, down near Echo Park. It's gorgeous. I've got like the sunset in the background. It's very picturesque.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in LA? You've kind of like hopped around. I mean, like you were, born in Ireland, raised in Spain, then you moved to London and now you're in LA. How long have you been there for?
I've been here now for about 3 months or 2 months, 2.5 months. But I'm loving it so much. I feel like, yeah, just being in the sun really makes a difference. And it's kind of weird because I haven't actually lived in the sun since I was younger.
You sound so laid back, like now, obviously, but like in your music, you just have a really cool vibe about these pop soundscapes that you're putting together. And there's some kind of lo-fi moments as well. Like what got you into music and this kind of sound? Like, do you remember when you first kind of realized this is something that you really aspired to?
Yeah, massively. There was like, so basically when I moved from Spain to Ireland, then Ireland to London. And then when I moved to London, I was around 14. I didn't have any friends. I didn't have a school for ages. So I was kind of on my own in my room a lot, where I think at that age as well, you've got so much going on in your head. I started writing poems, it was first, I think. And then I saw this artist called Ben Harper, who I'm still a huge fan of. I think he's incredible. He made like this kind of acoustic music with these beautiful lyrics. And like, he was the only one that could really describe how I was feeling at that time. And that's how it felt anyways, when I listened to like, I thought that was so powerful. I don't know. It's always been in me, in the sense of like, I loved singing and I loved writing tunes when I was like younger and stuff, just for fun. But I never took it proper serious until that point, I think. And then I was like, no, this is actually, I don't know, there's a bit of magic in music. And I feel like, well, I'm just going to start talking to myself through songs and like try to work out how I feel through songs so that I'm not just wrecking my head, you know?
Yeah.
And then start going to open mics and met a lot of people there. I think that was when.
That's so cool. You've gone from, you know, open mic nights. So what, like playing with a guitar, doing your covers and whatnot. And now you've found your style, which, as I mentioned before, is like this real slick, cool pop leaning sound. There's still like those kind of, you know, slight acoustic textures there, even like a slight R&B influence, I feel. I don't know.
Yeah,
you're just absolutely. You it's hard, you can't be pigeonholed, I feel. So when did you kind of realize that's the kind of music you wanted to make? Was it the move to London? Did you just find more of a community there, or like what was happening?
No, massively. So like after the kind of open mics and stuff, I then went to school and I met just the most incredible people. Like that's where I met a lot of the people that I'm in a collective with, still a music collective called 9-8. After school or during break or whatever, we go in the music room, we just like have like these little ciphers or like just whatever. They introduced me to so much more music than I'd known before, especially in the neo soul and like R&B world, with those ciphers and with those kind of jams and those moments. Like it just became such a safe place to be like super vulnerable and just kind of write on it, and everyone was there just supporting each other. So I really feel like that was what made me interested in like beats. And then I'd go home and I'd find like beats on YouTube, like old J Dilla beats or Mike City beats or whatever, and I'd just like jam over them and then started to write to them, and then I put those up on SoundCloud. Yeah, and that's kind of how it started off.
You are with Bridget. Mm-hmm. It's Triple J. We're hanging out with Big Pig right now, and we're gonna press play on "Feels Right," which is a song we've just been slamming over summer. This one you wrote about kind of missing the club, right? When was the last time you were in a club?
Oh my god! Don't ask me that question. I'll actually cry. I don't know. I actually don't know. I think it was 2019. It would have been probably October or something like that.
What's so special about the club experience to you?
There's not many places where you can go somewhere, even on your own, and like just meet strangers, and you all have the same passion for the music that's playing, and like it's just so magical. I find like the people that you meet, the community that goes there, the like the way that things, it kind of becomes like an adventure, do you know what I mean? And like people let their guards down and like just let themselves release, and I think that's incredible. I don't know, it's just a really special, special place. I think I really miss it.
You're with Bridget, it's Triple LJ Goodnights. You just heard Feels Right by Big Pig, and she's hanging out with us right now. Big Pig, I want to talk a bit more about, yeah, what else you have planned for 2021 and what other new music we can look forward to. Is there a body of work that you are currently working towards?
Yeah, there is. There's like a body of work that I've been working on for a while. I think I'm just kind of finishing it up. But it's kind of different with the sound again. It's kind of a little bit grungy, a little bit like...
Grungy? Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, kind of. I know. I mean, like, I hope you like it. I don't know. But I think it's kind of exploring a lot of more mature subjects with, like, I don't know, like my sexuality and like, a lot of darker topics with some other stuff too. But I think it's really cool. I love it. So that project is coming at some point. We haven't got a date on it just yet. But the next single isn't on that project, but it's coming out soon as well.
Cool.
In the next few weeks. And that one, yeah, that's called Cuéntalo.
Cool. I want to ask as well, because I know you've had, you know, obviously your time in Spain, and you speak fluent Spanish, and you've kind of communicated that through your music. Is it Perdida? Am I saying that right? I feel like with
Perdida.
I've got like such a twangy Australian accent. I'm like, Perdida, you know, like so different. But that has Spanish verses, right?
Yeah.
So are we going to hear Spanish on this new body of work? Are you incorporating that or...?
On the next track, you will. On the project, I don't think there is any Spanish on the project. There isn't. But with the next track, there's a lot more. It's actually the most Spanish I've had on a track before.
That's really cool. It obviously must be important for you to kind of reflect that lived experience in Spain and that in your music, right?
Mm-hmm. Massively. I think as well, like, I don't know, when I started putting tunes out in Spanish or when I started writing out in Spanish, it kind of just came from a place, I think, where I was like, I just don't feel like I can say it passionately enough in English, just the thing that I want to communicate. And I don't know whether it's because it was my first like written in red language and sometimes there's ways that I connect to it that are different to English, or because maybe like I was like kind of also thinking with Perdida especially, I was like, well, the person that I'm writing this about will never know because they don't speak Spanish. So it might just be like a bit of a easier way to put it out without worrying that they're going to hear it. Yeah, so I think for many reasons, but sometimes there's just things that you can't say in English that, like, they won't sound the same. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's the power of language. That's really cool that we're going to hear more of that in the next single release. And hopefully plans for you to come to Australia. I know obviously it's really hard to say at this point because the world, but it'd be awesome. Like, I actually saw on your Instagram you used a dope Lemon song to soundtrack your merch, your new tea. Like,
I love
you
him so
really
much.
Do you listen to much
Australian
music? Oh my god,
I have the biggest crush on that man ever.
On Angus Stone, talk to me. Like, when did you first listen to him?
Or last year, the year before, I can't really remember. I mean, time's just weird now, but no, I think it was about 2 years ago actually. And I just heard the Salt and Pepper is the album, I think it's called. And I was just like literally on repeat every single day. I just loved what he did with that. It's funny you bring that up because that's for me a bit of a reference for the next project as well.
Oh.
Like in the way of like the like similar kind of mood. I love his stuff so much. And he's just like just a gorgeous human being.
I love this. A Big Pig crush on Dope Lemon. Now, he does make really cool, chill sound. And it makes sense when you talked about, like, you know, your first relationship with music and with Ben Harper, those acoustic, mellow textures. Like, this checks out.
Yeah. I feel like there's no limits and I want to explore and try so many different kind of sides of myself, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's important.
So important. It's it's all positive, man. I've loved talking to you. Thank you so much for hanging out. And hopefully we can see you in Australia soon, but we're really excited to hear more new music from you, Big Pig. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
The best new music.
Good Nights with Bridget on Triple J.